Haven't heard this one in a while. Still such a jam. I guarantee you, you'll be hearing a whole lot more of this song throughout December. Coming up, we're going to meet some of the people who came out here and are now sipping on some cocktails. And then apparently Susie's making us cocktails.
But you're paying, so it's fine.
But you're making them, yeah, so they don't have to pay for anything.
The ingredients, that's how cocktails work.
So you're going to go into the shops. I'll give you money to go to the shops to buy the ingredients.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, fantastic. That's on the way right now, though. Let's check in on news and sports.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Chaos in the Tshwane Council and an announcement on Trump impeachment.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good afternoon. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. Chaos has erupted and political parties have clashed over the election of an acting speaker in the Tshwane Council special meeting convened to discuss a motion of no confidence in the mayor and the speaker. The speaker of the Tshwane Council, Katlego Matebe, recused herself pending a motion of no confidence against her and Mayor Stevens Mokgalapa. DA's Gauteng leader John Moody says they are experiencing delays due to the chaos.
ANC and the EFF are saying that the speaker did not formally open the sitting, which I believe she had done because I was here when she opened it up. And then she stepped down to allow the acting speaker to take over so that he could continue with the meeting. That is when all hell broke loose.
Eskom has implemented stage 2 load shedding nationwide from 4 p.m. until 11 o'clock this evening. The power utility says this is due to a shortage of capacity and a highly constrained system. Citizens have been advised to check the load shedding schedule on Eskom's website to know when power cuts will be affected in their areas. Deputy spokesperson for Eskom, Dikatso Motae.
This is as a result of the loss of additional generation units on our system and delays in the return to service of other units that were on planned maintenance. We are currently sitting with unplanned outages above 13,000 megawatts.
Properties belonging to the African Global Group, formerly known as Bosasa, have been sold for a combined value of 85.5 million rand at an auction in Krugersdorp, west of Johannesburg. The highest bid was that of the farm, which consists of an old mining compound, as well as the Lindela Repatriation Center and Youth Development Center for 60 million rand. Auctioneer Peter Galdenes has more on what has happened at the auction, which started yesterday.
It comprises of the following sections, being the Mkhali Child and Youth Care Center, the Lesideng Child and Youth Care Center, and also the Kayalethu Child and Youth Care Center. And then the Repatriation Center has got a capacity to accommodate approximately 6,500 illegal immigrants, and this development is divided into 2 sections to accommodate males and females separately.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has met with Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo in Accra. He's there for a state visit to strengthen the bilateral political and economic relations. Ramaphosa is accompanied by a delegation of the South Africa Business Forum. South Africa is one of the largest foreign direct investors in Ghana, mainly in mining, communication, beverages, retail and franchising. Ramaphosa has been addressing a media conference at Ghana's capital.